This leadership class is very inspiring to me. It is really making me a better person.
I've learned so much in this class about myself, and I've noticed how you can't change somebody else. You have to change yourself before you can change anything else, and I think Tony.
Be kind to everyone that you meet.
This leadership class that Tony did a great job with leading, it has pushed me to push myself.
Brick by Brick. This time, it's season 4, and it's bigger and better than what it's ever been before. We've got old guests returning, we've got new guests coming, we've got no guests, we've got some guests, we've just got some bricks to put on top of bricks to put on top of bricks to put on top of bricks. You get the idea. Listen, enjoy this moment. You've come to this podcast because life brought you here. You've attracted it, you deserve it. Yours, so let's get it.
Welcome to a new episode of Brick by Brick with Antonio T. Smith Jr.
That was him
popping a tab on a Coke.
Yeah. Shout out to Coca-Cola for
amazing product.
Oh, yeah. You love Coke.
Coca-Cola.
You love Coca-Cola. Oh, okay. You don't love Coke. Okay, yeah.
Let's not say that.
Okay. Well, you love, give Coca-Cola some free advertisement.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'll just say I like Coca-Cola.
I taught you so well. But tell us how much you love the brand in which I'm drinking that may or may not be Coca-Cola.
That's my favorite drink. Although I am trying to, I guess, push back on my intake.
Did that hurt to say?
Yeah, because I noticed I would go days with just drinking Cokes and not water.
Well, you would be interested in knowing this here. Warren Buffett. Are you familiar with Warren Buffett?
Yeah.
Warren Buffett. Of course you are. I'm just joking. Right? But Warren Buffett refuses to give up his Coca-Cola
addiction.
Yeah, because it is. He'll tell you.
Oh, well, addiction. If that's the case, then I won't give up mine.
So what he does is he does this little exercise. He does everything else to
make sure he can drink his
Coke. To make sure he can drink his Coca-Cola.
That's what I need to do.
Yes, then. Yes. They now hold on though.
No, I've already made my decision.
Okay. So if Warren Buffett's doing it, then it's...
I clearly need to be doing it.
Okay, got you. Let me explain this. Here. This I might lead us into another podcast. So let me explain what's going on.
I wish you had told me this like last year, because last year I did that whole 3 weeks with no soda.
Yeah, Warren Buffett. He seriously like
no. Like, I went 3 weeks with no soda.
Yeah, seriously. Like two years ago, Business Insider, a startup company, which is my favorite news source now. I love Business Insider. I've turned you on a Business Insider. I love Business Insider. So, in fact, matter of fact, let us make sure we put that in the show notes. Mm-hmm. Business Insider. I love Business Insider. I just really love Business Insider. I can't say it enough. These guys are lots of unbiased news. I mean, one time, these guys, you'll have it. They'll be like, this is why I'm never going back to Android. And then the next article will be like, this is why I'm never going back to iPhone.
Yeah.
And it's two different writers. You know what I'm saying? And I love that. I love that about Business Insider, because it's you can get fair and balanced news. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. And so anyway, 2 years ago, they featured Warren Buffett. They didn't interview him. I'm sure they have before, but not in this article. However, they were talking about how he refuses. They were talking to one of his insiders to give up his Coke addiction. Like, that's he refuses good. To take stop doing this, but he does everything else for it. First off, let me tell you the bad part. Soda is
terrible for you.
Yes, it's the amount of sugar in soda is just
terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're in the South, so we say soda down here. I know it's other areas of the country is pop.
No.
It's pop, and then down here, Coke is everything. It's like. So you want a Coke? Yeah. Then you'll be like, okay, what kind of Coke you want? And it's like, well, give me a orange. Like, that's not a Coke, but that's, you know, we're in Texas, so don't judge us, right? So, but we were literally talking about Coca-Cola, the real thing, right? Oh, is that their slogan?
I don't know what their slogan is.
It used to be the real thing. I think they dropped the slogan, maybe. Let's see. I don't know. Let's look at the can. Let's look at the can so I can finish my Warren Buffett.
Oh, now it's Share a Coke.
Smart.
Although my name has never appeared on one. I had to specially order it, and I refused.
Okay, we're going to let's let that one hold on the fact that that marketing plan Share a Coke
works. I really dislike that. Put your name on stuff because certain people's names are never on stuff. I never go anywhere where something is personalized and I can just go grab 10 off the shelf.
So let's...
I don't like that at all.
Let's open it up for a second. This has nothing to do with the show, but it's funny. So I'm going to get back to Warren Buffett and tell you why he does that.
Okay.
But spell your name for us.
T-E-M. P-E-S-T-T.
There's the problem. There's an extra T on the end because it's actually Tempest.
But even without the extra T.
There's still no Tempest.
No.
Wow. Shame on
that. I know. I felt this my entire life.
And is it...
Shame.
Isn't Tempest Bledsoe the same? Mm-hmm. You guys' names spelled the same way?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one of the daughters from the Cosby Show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Vanessa. Tempest. Vanessa. Okay, so you know it. Got you.
Yeah.
All right. So.
That's where my mom got my name from.
That's where your mom got it. It's a beautiful name. Beautiful name. Back to Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
He's not saying, I'm only going to take sugar. He's not being stubborn with it. He's being stubborn with his happiness.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference. Look, like, let me sit up now. Right? He's not saying, I like Coke, and I'm not going to be healthy for no reason. That's not what he's saying. Because he understands a big part of success is healthiness. Like, in a huge part of a prosperous life is also to have a healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about money or income.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say income has nothing to do with wealth, because income has a lot to do with wealth. Mm-hmm. But so does health has a lot to do with wealth. You have to be prosperous in every area of your life to be actually wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's not saying, I'm addicted to Coke or I'm whatever. I want all my sugar. Give it to me. What he's saying is, I like this. And drinking Coke makes me happy. And I refuse to do anything else but be happy. So if I have to do all this other stuff, I want to keep the one thing that I've been doing for a long time that makes me happy. And that is why he's Warren Buffett. I assure you that if I had a chance to interview him, well, I wouldn't probably have a chance to interview. Well, yeah, I would. But in fact, yeah, I know, right? If I get to talk to him and be like, hey, man, tell us about your Coke. He's going to be like, it makes me feel good. And do that. Do more of what makes you feel good. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you can finally get into your...
Well, I was, but now you just said something that, I don't know, sparked my interest.
Okay, well, give us a new...
Be selfish with your happiness?
Oh, Lord.
That is an amazing thing you said.
Wow. Okay, so let's make that this podcast.
Okay, that's fine.
What was the topic for this podcast?
It was what makes a leader.
Okay. Well, we might be able to combine them both in here. Okay. So now the name of this topic is Be Selfish With Your Happiness. Okay, before I get to talk, since we're now freestyling off topic, what was you? You have all this empathy. You started from the bottom. What do people like you, or what do you need to know? What did you once need to know about being selfish with your happiness?
I didn't think you could be selfish with your happiness.
And why not?
I don't know. I just always thought that... I don't know, it sounds weird that I'm saying it out loud, but I always thought, like, I had to share my happiness with other people, or my happiness wasn't for me.
Okay. So, you do have to share your happiness with other
people. Yeah, okay, sorry about that.
No, not sorry.
But it's I didn't think it was for me.
It is your reasonable service to share your happiness with other people.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I go so far to tell you, if you're not sharing your happiness with other people, you're wasting your life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I shouldn't say amen because it's a corporate podcast. However, I mean what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If you're not making other people's lives better, then you're wasting your life, period, point blank. So be happy and share your happiness with everyone else. There's the problem. Everyone isn't happy. But put a pin in that because you said something else. You said something more powerful on the other end of that. What is it that you said? You didn't think you deserved your happiness, or you said it a certain way. You didn't think, you said something.
Yes, I didn't think I...
You didn't think your happiness was for you or something like that?
Yeah, it wasn't for me.
Okay. That is a terrible thought process. You have to protect your own happiness. Let's make that point one. Like I know, I like to talk in points. In order to be success, in order to be selfish with your happiness, in order to be successful, you have to be selfish with your happiness. In order to be selfish with your happiness, you have to protect it. It's yours. You deserve to be happy. You own it. Nobody owns it but you, and nobody controls your happiness but you. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, you know this now, but there was a time in your life where you did not know this, mm-hmm. like everybody else on planet Earth. Your job is to protect your happiness. It's not my job to make you happy. It's certainly not my job to keep you happy. And it's not my job to set up a certain foundation to let you be happy, unless I'm a leader and you work for me. That's my job then, to create an environment for your happiness. But, however, it is your job to protect what makes you happy. Nobody on planet Earth deserves to walk into your life and steal your happiness. And nobody on planet Earth can walk into your life and steal your happiness. If your happiness leaves you, it's because you voluntarily gave it up. So, a big part of success is being happy. Now, why? Why does this make sense? Well, here's why. Every divine connection that you're going to have, anybody who's going to offer you a great opportunity, they're going to offer it to you because they enjoy being around you. Something I say all the time, people lie, but energy doesn't, mm-hmm. right? And numbers don't either, right? You know what I'm saying? People lie, but energy doesn't. When I'm around you, whoever you are, you in general, or you, Tempest, I want to feel happy. I want my happiness to maintain its happiness, and I want to get more happiness because I'm around you. And when that happens, I go, man, I didn't know I was looking for you, but I enjoy working with you. Can we partner up and enjoy being happy together? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. But when you're not happy, I go, I can't work with this person. I can't deal with this person. She has a lot of potential. He has a lot of potential, but he or she isn't ready yet. I'm going to go beyond her and find someone else worthy to be next to my happiness. So you start to understand now how it's important to protect your happiness. People will promote you if they love to work with you. People will partner with you if they love to work with you. If they constantly have to drag you up, drag you down, drag you left or right, they will not work with you. Not successful people. Successful, happy people hang with happy people. Successful people hang with successful people. Period. Point blank. Not average happiness, over ecstatic. Most days you meet me, and I want to say 98% of the days you meet me, I'm having the greatest time of my life. You literally, when you meet me, guys, if you ever meet me on this podcast, if you ever meet me outside this podcast, and Tempest will be able to, I hope you'll be able to tell. Is that right? Am I lying? Am I? No? Well, I pay you, so you're going to say yes anyway, right? So we'll go ahead and say yes as I pay you.
Well, I would have to say no. No, you're not lying.
Okay, great. Okay, yeah, great. Yeah, say no. Great. That's what I meant. See, good. See, I pay you to correct me, too. Good. All right. No. However, basically, every time you see me on the greatest day of my life. Mm-hmm. And that's infectious to people. Because they go, man, I don't know what it is about the guy, but I like him. And they just, because I'm happy. And now, because I'm happy, my happiness overflows to other people. And that's when I have the right, the duty, the reasonable service to share my happiness with someone else. So to be selfish with your happiness is absolutely unselfish at all. Because when you're selfish, it's one of those paradoxes. When you're selfish with your happiness, you in turn become unselfish with your giving. Happy people give. Happy people compliment. Happy people aren't jealous because you're happy. Right, these are unhappy people. Unhappy people get jealous when you become happy. Let me give you a few examples. She just got a promotion. Oh, she thinks she's all of that. Mm-hmm. I didn't like her anyway. Mm-hmm. Right? Have you ever got promoted and then the same people that used to joke and laugh with you every day, the moment you became their boss, they turned against you? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's because they are not happy with themselves. And the moment you got happy, or you, the moment you became happy, they became unhappy with you. That's not something successful people do. Hold grudges, all these things, not something successful people do. So that's why you should protect your happiness in this route to becoming selfish with your happiness. Fair enough?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So what else? No, don't tell me nothing. Come on. Because there's so much here, and we at least give me one more element. What did you let me? So now, so you're in the process of mentoring somebody here, all right? I've been mentoring you.
Yeah.
And you're in the process of getting ready to start mentoring. Would that be your first mentee?
Yeah.
Okay. So, because you're going to see her today.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, what question would she have about being selfish with your happiness that you used to have because you guys are kind of alike, just well, you're well beyond that because you've grown into a positive person? Well, you asked me a question a long time ago about you said a long time ago, I don't deserve to be happy.
Oh, yeah.
So why would you, like, let's talk about that.
I don't know, I just always thought that happiness or success or whatever was always meant for other people, not for me. Just because, you know, I guess I didn't know what happiness was, or I didn't know that I had the right to be happy, or I had the resources to be happy, because I was so focused on what I did not have.
There you go.
I missed what I did have. So, you know, when your mind is focused on the opposite, of course you're going to get depressed because your life doesn't look like somebody else's, but, you know, you still have a good life, even though it's not the greatest, or you're not where you want to be in life, you still have a good life for the mere fact that you're alive. Like, you're doing much better than so many other people. So, I don't know, when you change your focus, then that allows you to appreciate where you are, and then that allows you to be happy.
So, what would you say to me when I tell you I don't have, it's okay for you to be happy. Look what you have. And then I turn around and say, I don't have the resources. That's what you just said. I don't have the resources to be happy. What would you say to that person?
But you do. You do have the resources.
Exactly. Go ahead. Expound on it.
So you don't have what I have, but you have more than what you used to have. You're not in the exact same position that you were in a month ago, or a day ago, an hour ago. Like, you've grown. That's a resource. You're, you know, just, if you really look around and appreciate where you are, you do have the resources you need to be happy. Or just be grateful for what you have, so more things can come to you so you can be grateful.
Okay, you're saying a whole lot now. You're saying, I mean, you're just like completely on it. And a trained, successful mind here is just jumping and shouting with all the great things you're saying. Okay, so let's go backwards. Work backwards towards the tail end. Be grateful so you can be more happy. Now, please explain that, because the negative mind, let me play the self-sabotaging person. If I had some stuff, then I would be grateful. If things were working out, if she would let me, if he would let me, if my mama didn't, if, then I would be happy. Okay, and now you're telling me I need to start being happy now in order to be more happy. That makes no sense. So explain why that is actually factual.
So until you, okay, I'm going to use an analogy, but I can't really use it because I'm not really in that situation, but I can't really think of another.
That's analogy. Okay. Good advice is good advice regardless.
So I don't have kids. Let me start that off.
Okay.
But I've heard you say this 1,000 times before.
Let's pause real quick. Okay. Tempest is single, guys, and she has no kids.
None.
So email her. No. Never mind. I tried. Go ahead.
So I've heard you say this a lot of times before. No, I don't have kids. But then I thought about my childhood. When I was doing good in school, when I was on honor roll and... Okay, so I was on honor roll, like, throughout all of elementary school. Okay. So when I was on honor roll and I was doing all the right things, not saying that's why she did it, but I did get stuff because you get rewarded for, you know, what you do.
That's right.
But when I stopped being who I was and started hanging out with different type people when I got to middle school and wasn't on honor roll and wasn't, you know, living my greatest potential, she gave me my necessities, but it wasn't like, you know, oh, I want this. Right. And she didn't go beyond, get that. Yeah, go beyond to get that. So I don't know if that's the right analogy.
That's
but,
a perfect analogy.
Okay. Yeah. So if you see somebody, so if you're a mom or dad or whatever, and your child is doing good, and they're taking care of their stuff. Like, you know, my brother was big on shoes. He always took care of his shoes. Mm-hmm. So she saw that. So that made her, you know, want to go give him more shoes because he appreciated what he had. Mm-hmm. But the moment he stopped taking care of his shoes, then why would I go reward you with more shoes if you don't appreciate the shoes that you have? I don't know if I'm making sense.
That makes absolutely sense.
So why would life, the universe, God, whatever you believe in, grant you more things if you don't appreciate what you have? So if you want a house and you're in an apartment and you don't appreciate your apartment, how are you going to appreciate a house?
Exactly.
If you don't have a car and you're on the bus or you're dependent on other people to take you where you go, if you don't appreciate those people, if you don't appreciate the bus ride, how are you going to appreciate a car? Like, why would life or whatever grant you with what you want if you can't
appreciate
where you are right now?
Wow. That's on it. I feel so proud because I've been teaching her for how long now? It's been four years.
No, it's in June it'll be 5 years.
Okay, so it's been four and a half then.
Okay, fine. Four and a half.
Yes, this is the first month of the year. June is the sixth month of the year.
Four and a half. 4 and a half.
Okay, so it's been more than four.
I stand corrected.
Thank you very much because I like. When you stand corrected. Because you're never corrected. Lord.
Oh, my goodness. That's another comment.
How to handle correction. We're so going to do that podcast. We're so going to do that podcast. So, great. So, here we are. We discover that being selfish with your own happiness is a good thing. Mm-hmm. And now we just discovered, okay, well, some people are going, well, I'm not happy. I don't have the resources to be happy. And I love that you brought that out, and I'm glad that I switched the focus on you to do that because I don't think I would have brought that out, and I think it was exactly what people needed to hear. And so now you're saying that if you're not happy now, then you will not be happy later.
No, if you're not happy now, broke, money's not going to change your happiness.
That's true.
People think that, but... Okay, so the Powerball right now is like $1.5 billion, and that would make you happy to be a billionaire, but you're going to get that money depressed, and you're going to spend it, and then you're going to be broke, and you're going to be depressed. Like, that's the case with so many lottery winners. Like, there was a story the other day somewhere that read that they followed like 27 lottery winners who are all broke today. Because they were upset and unhappy before.
They were broke in their mind.
Yeah, so money's not going to change your happiness. No. Not truly change your happiness.
Right, and guys, if you're in relationships and you're in a broken relationship and you try to use marriage to fix your relationship, if you were broke in your relationship before you were married, if you were depressed before you were married, that piece of paper is not going to fix your problems. Whoever you were before you got married is whoever you will be when you're after you're married. You need to change somewhere in between. I just want to throw the relationship aspect out there because that is a fact, right? Money doesn't change your happiness, and the fact that you're married won't change your happiness. And I say that to, let's go backwards a little bit. If you're not happy single, getting with someone won't make you happy, and I'm sure all of us have made that mistake before.
Oh my God.
You know, well, if I just had somebody, maybe I'm stuck in the house all day. But the deal is, if you're not happy,
stuck in the house,
you're not going to be happy in a restaurant.
Okay, so I said that like not too long ago. And then I was like, well, what are you complaining about? Like, you know, I like being by myself. So I don't even know why I said I was depressed about it. Because as soon as I finished saying that, I turned on a show, and I was like, I'm having the best day of my life.
Well, there you go. See? So, every good, and I guess, did you have anything else you wanted to say? Because I'm going to close it out.
No, you
nailed it perfectly. So, every good source, every good leader we've ever had on planet Earth, whether it's been Napoleon Hill or in the ancient world, Jesus Christ, or in the more ancient world, Homer's Iliad, Ulysses was the protagonist in that one, or, you know, it doesn't matter. Every great philosopher to ever walk on planet Earth has all said exactly what Tempest just said. See yourself with the good that you have now, mm-hmm. and you will get more good later. Mm-hmm. Every single great person has said this in different ways. You don't need to see the whole staircase. You just need to see the first step. Mm-hmm. That's Martin Luther King, right? Mm-hmm. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. That's Henry Ford, the maker of the assembly line, Ford Motors, right? Basically, everyone's saying the same truth that Tempest is saying. If you can't enjoy your life now, you doom yourself to repeat what you don't like about your life mm-hmm. then. Mm-hmm. There's a wonderful book, and we'll be teaching it tonight, you and I, at 7 o'clock tonight. You guys can't come. Sorry, it's a leadership class. It's invite only. And
remind me, I have an idea about that.
You have an idea about that? Great, yeah. Great. And besides, this podcast is in 56 different countries, and I doubt people in Zimbabwe can catch a flight and be in Galveston, Texas at that time. So, sorry, you're going to miss this one. However, peaks and valleys. There's this guy. Give away a little bit of the book. Basically, the moral of this one section is, in order for you to love your life at the mountaintop and live super high at the mountaintop, then what you need to do is do all your hard work in the valley. Plant all your seeds at your low point. So when you do get to the valley, the high point, and there's a different harvest at the high point, you get to still eat from your harvest in the low point. Mm-hmm. And thus making you able to stay on your peak longer than normal people would. Because in order to stay on your peak, and get this, you always have to go back down to the valley to plant. Mm-hmm. So in life, and I think I can say it this way, and this is how we'll close. Hear me, lean in. In life, you will never, ever, ever get what you want. You will only get who you are. Those are my closing thoughts.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening to this episode. If you liked what you heard, or if you didn't like what you heard, well, I hope you did like, feel free to comment or rate us below. Subscribe or share it with your friends. We thrive off your feedback. Like, it really does make us better. So we would appreciate if you do that for us. If you have a topic that you would like discussed, you can email us at info@revtony.org or tweet Antonio at RevTonyWAU. And all of this information is in the description of this podcast. And thanks for checking us out.
Well, that'll work. I just thought about it while Tempest was closing out the thoughts. I haven't heard from Ryan in a long time.
Oh, hi, Ryan.
Yeah, hey, Ryan. We know Ryan listens. He's from Canada. And he has an iPhone, so good job, Ryan, because we can talk in FaceTime because it's iMessage, right? So it's no matter where he's at, because that's definitely not message. No matter where he's at, we can talk. No matter where I'm at in the country, we can talk to the Wi-Fi.
Whoever invented Wi-Fi, you're my hero.
So I saw a meme on Facebook, I think I told you about this, that says why Earth is better than all other planets. And it had a little draw, it had like Wi-Fi, and had a little signal for Wi-Fi, and it circled planet Earth. Wi-Fi here, other planets, no Wi-Fi. And I went, well, I think that won that argument. So yes, free Wi-Fi rocks. That's it, guys. We appreciate you. Positive vibes is what we do. Positive vibes is who we are. And I really wish positive vibes for every single moment in your life. Thank you for coming out. God bless you.
There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great. Amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it. Do it. See it. And then give it back to others. Brick by brick.